Lesson 5. Do you have a lucky number? Many people in Britain do, although it is usually not the number 13. Besides having a lucky number, people believe in another form of luck, namely that of superstition. Even today, when reality and practicality rule the minds of most people, superstitious beliefs handed down from our ancestors remain in a variety of forms among the people. Sometimes superstition influences and even dictates certain aspects of our lives. Horoscopes are one example. Many newspapers and magazines devote a section of their publications to telling people how their day or week is likely to unfold. Often, readers immediately turn the pages in search of this information. They look for their star signs and eagerly read the predictions whose content mainly focuses on relationship, money matters, work, and home life. Other types of predictions tell people about a longer span of time. Palm readers, for instance, will tell people about their future, including when they will get married and even how many children they will have. People may say that all successful marriages need some luck. In Britain, for her wedding ceremony, the bride will often wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. They believe this custom will bring good luck. When someone near you sneezes, it is considered polite to say "bless you." This is believed to protect the person against evil. When you give someone a wallet or a purse as a present, you ought to put a coin inside before giving it to the recipient. If you do not, he or she might never become wealthy. The empty gift symbolizes this. So, if you ever receive such a present and it is empty, ask the giver to put a coin inside and give it to you again.